I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the State Division of Natural Resources continues its work on muskie research in the Mountain State. We'll have an update on how it's going right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Biologists at DNR continue to learn more and more about the muskie in our state's rivers and lakes every year. There are two separate studies underway. The first on Elk River, a 5-year study now entering its final year. Biologist Scott Morrison says they've been following tagged fish in the river to find out where they go.
The fish do move quite a bit. I think we have had the documented fish move about 60 miles in the elk. And they seem to grow a little faster than the fish that we've found on where we've studied on the Cannon River and Middle Island Creek.
And that information could lead to management decisions down the road.
This will be the fifth year of a 5-year study in the elk, and from the information we gather there, we'll consider possible, see if we can benefit the fishery by having regulation changes, or just see overall how we think that stream relates to the other streams we've done.
Now, the other study is looking at the movement of muskies in North Bend Lake in Ritchie County. 24 fish have been tagged with radio transmitters, and across the lake there are various receivers positioned at strategic points. Those record the signal when a fish swims within 150 yards. And Morrison says the data collection has been robust.
From those 24 fish, we have over 700,000 records from the, this is the start of the 3rd year study, and we found some pretty interesting things this year.
One of those discoveries, confirmation the fish don't always stay in the lake.
We thought we have fish going, basically getting out of the lake and into the North Fork of the Hughes River, basically going through the dam. And we had one of our tagged fish was actually went through the dam, and it was caught by an angler about 30 miles downstream.
And another key discovery, this year's spawn was early.
This was a kind of a unusual winter, and it looks from, well, if I just look at the females that we had, that they probably spawned around the March 20th, it looked like, which is approximately 2 weeks earlier than normal.
Information that gives us a better picture into the life systems of a fish that has long been elusive but is showing a remarkable comeback in West Virginia waters. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.